You know you took my
Mary Wells, Bye Bye Baby, 1961. It was released on this day. Well, that was one of the great songs, Mary Wells. I know I must be getting old, but I love the music from that time. Yes, I do. So you're listening here to the Mark Steiner Show here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. And it's that time of the month, a good time of the month, that brings Chauncey Whitehead back to the studio. Talk about health and fitness. That must mean another walk in the park is coming up this weekend. Chauncey's in the house, fitness professional and owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles, community fitness activist. And Rhonda Silva's with us, division administrator for the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlene and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center. Good to see you, Rhonda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Good to see you, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy February. Happy Black History Month. It's just great to be here.
Happy, yes, all that.
Oh, yes.
Happy to be walking above the ground. Happy to be waking up and still walking.
People always tell me, good to see you, Chauncey, and always say, good to be seen.
Good to be seen. 410-319-8888 is the number here, right? You can email us at talkatsteinershow.org. But call on in, 410-319-8888. And so what is our theme?
Well, what our theme is today is, of course, February the 7th will be our 20th community health walk. Our 20th, slowly but surely pushing toward 24, which will give us 2 years, and how to recommit to our New Year's exercise fitness goal resolutions. Because usually we tend to fall off at the end of January or the first snowstorm. Or when the kids get sick, and it's time during the first week of February to, you know, recommit. And one of the things I like to talk about is now it's time to shorten your goals. You know,
shorten your goals. What does that mean?
Instead of trying to make it to the gym three to four times a week, and you didn't do it in January, how about once a week? You know, and be patient with yourself. Be patient with yourself, and most importantly, find a exercise buddy or somebody that can hold you accountable, like at our walk. You know, one thing for sure about our community health walk that Rhonda and I were chit-chatting about, at least once a month, Mark, you know you're going to be out there walking with Miss Ernestine, Rhonda, myself, and others that are committed to a healthy lifestyle and committed to their community.
Interesting. How many of these walks have you been on, Rhonda?
I've been on about 5 of them, and I've enjoyed them. I think it's a wealth of an experience to the community. I think it's important to get out the word about cancer screenings and healthy living and exercising and how important it is to your body, because every day that you are above ground is a good day.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed.
That's what Marcella Shapar said to me this morning, how he starts his day and makes sure he keeps it that way. So I said, and I think that's an important thing. So, I mean, so, you know, these walks, folks, if you've gone on these walks in Druid Hill Park with Chauncey and Miss Ernestine on the first Saturday of every month.
Yes, we try to have it on the first Saturday of every month. But because, you know, she travels so much with her appearances, sometimes we
now
have
she's
to
becoming
reschedule.
Famous.
She's famous.
Join us here at 410-319-8888. And I think that there's a... I mean, there is a power to this kind of exercise. I think people get intimidated by exercise.
Right.
You know, intimidated by the commitment it takes, intimidated by what even that means. And well, let me stop there.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because they even get intimidated about our walk. I will tell them that we're having a community health walk, and the first thing that comes out of their mouth being intimidated is, I can't run. I didn't mention run. They get intimidated sometimes about,
why is it going to rain?
I can't make it to the gym 3 times a week. I didn't say go to the gym. I can't lift free weights. I didn't say lift free weights. And sometimes, you know, intimidation could be in your mind. And one of the things that we tried to do with the walk, January 2015, it was great. Everybody was out. It was a cold day. There was a chance of maybe rain, but we had about 45 to 55 people out there hugging each other, talking about some of their fitness goals, some of their family members that they saw over the holidays, and committing to a healthier lifestyle and teaching each other that together we could do this. It is no... Please don't be intimidated by exercise or fitness. Just do it. Just get on out there, as easy as that sounds. Don't look for motivation. Be your motivation. Once you get to the gym, once you get to the wall, I guarantee you there will be some type of form of affirmation, somebody giving you a look, somebody giving you a pat on the back to tell you to keep moving. It is February, what, the 5th today? Mm-hmm. For those that have not committed to a healthier lifestyle, this is the opportunity, because February is almost over.
So, you know, let's talk about a healthier lifestyle for a moment. Folks, everybody do join us here. I want to know your thoughts on this, on your own ways of thinking about a healthy living and a healthy lifestyle, what that means. It means something different to everybody. There's no one clear path to that. I think we all have this notion you either have to have the take the Atkins diet, the Mediterranean
right.
diet. You've got to walk 10 miles a day.
Paleo.
You've got a paleo diet. You've got to run 5 miles a day. You've got to lift all these weights and bulk up. But it really... It's the confusing part is people think it comes intimidating, you know, mm-hmm. but we can all do that in different ways.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Also, with the intimidation, let's talk about a little bit about health. I think it's important that even though we're coming out, we're walking, we're doing what we need to do, but we also have to be in tune to our primary care physicians mm-hmm. so that you can get your annual screens each and every. So it's great. You're walking, you're eating properly, but let's also get those annual screens that are so important each and every year, like a clinical breast exam, a mammogram, a colonoscopy, a prostate exam, an oral cancer exam. Get those things done because we want to live long life.
That's correct. You want to get that blueprint and you want to get those exams. And don't be intimidated. Just come on out to the walk or go to the gym. Give somebody a call. And remember, as you said, Mark, recently there was a study released as it relates to yoga. There was a time when most people say, I don't have time for yoga because yoga doesn't burn fat, doesn't burn calories. There was a study released in late December, January, I don't know if you read it, that yes, it does. And it burns on the same level as some cardiovascular activities. So if yoga is your lifestyle and that's your choice of exercise, go ahead and do it. One of the problems is people will tell you, no, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. If you do not do the exercise that you're comfortable with, I don't care how efficient and effective it is, you're not going to do it for a lifestyle. So you have to find some type of form of exercise that you like first, and then do it, and then open yourself up to some of the other exercise disciplines. Because if it's something you don't like, in my experience, they're not going to do it for a lifestyle.
So what do you do? I'm curious what your exercise routine is, what your diet routine is, and how you go about it at 410-319-8888. If you've been in these walks, one of these things about these walks we learned last time when Chauncey was here last month was that these walks are full of all kinds of people who walk together, but there are also
yes.
lots of health professionals in these walks yes. that just have very informal conversations with you, and all kinds of things kind of come up that you can mm-hmm. find out what you do to help your life and what you can do, and they learn how to take care of people in a better way because they're at these walks as well.
And it's important. Bring a friend. And we'll talk your ears off. I'm a professional, and I'll stand next to you, and I'll talk to you about everything about health.
And Angela, our colleague, our registered dietitian and nutritionist, joined us via the phone the last radio segment, and she's going to be there February the 7th. And she will help you with some of your nutritional or dietary questions. You know, we try at these walks to invite a lot of healthcare professionals to come out, as you said, Mark, in an informal setting. No one has a lab coat on. Mm-hmm. Nobody has a notepad out and a pencil. We're just having a community conversation about your health, because when you talk about your health issues, like Rhonda said, you're more likely to listen to a person that's walking with a big jacket and say, hey, did you go get your physical this year, than you would somebody with a clipboard. It's just one of those natural things.
Very
true. You, if you see me as you or you hear someone out there saying, hey, you know, let's this year make sure that we get our physicals by walk number 24. One of the things we were looking at, Ms. Ernestine and I, for our 24th walk, our 2-year anniversary.
In June. Right.
Because mm-hmm. we want to make sure what Rhonda said, mm-hmm. that all of our individuals out there have had the different screenings and
yes.
the checkups that they need to have. That is our ultimate goal, your breast cancer screenings, mm-hmm. prostate, for men who don't like to get physical exams until we're breaking apart.
Yes.
Please, at the very least, go get a checkup. So then we can sit out there on that 24th walk and put our hands up and say, we have got our exams, we've got our checkups.
Yes.
What is it about us men that it's so hard for us to want to? It's easy. We might want to go out and lift some weights, but you know what I'm saying?
Mark, you know, and And I'm a fitness professional, and I admit, Rhonda, that sometimes mm-hmm. I've been guilty of that. It's until the shoulder is falling off. No, I'm yes. fine. I just, you know, I can barely lift it. It's just something about us that I believe that with men, if we go to the doctor and we're told, okay, you got to take it easy and, you know, slow down a little bit, that affects everything that we're going to do.
And sometimes it's good for men to talk to men.
That's it.
On versus women, because we are sometimes seen as naggers. So sometimes if a man has an issue or a problem and they speak to another man, that seems to go over a lot better.
Oh, it does. Rhonda, you're absolutely correct. You know, when another man tells another man, well, you know what, I had that shoulder problem too about 10 years ago. It may be a torn rotator cuff. You're more than likely to listen to this man you don't even know than your wife of 20 years.
Right.
You know, it's just one of those things, which is important.
Let's go to the phones here. There's just going to be folks calling in at 410-319-8888 and give us your thoughts on everything from medical checkups and health to how you exercise. What do you think is important? Do you walk? Do you run? And do you do yoga and why? And what's your diet like? I mean, we have this fetish about what we should be eating and not eating.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And what we eat as we get older. And I'm always being told by people around me that I'm still eating when I'm 28 and have to stop. It's a difficult thing to do for me. 410-319-8888 is the number here. And Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, always listen to your show, Mark.
Thank you, Chris.
For having me on. This is one of the gentlemen on your the guy on the panel. He just said,
Chauncey, yeah.
Like, yeah, he said, you know, men should get checked out. Like, you know, men, they don't go there until they start breaking down. My thing is, you know, okay, for a person who has the wrong type of insurance or no insurance, you go to the hospital, and they're not even going to really tell you what's wrong with you. So your attitude starts to be, well, what's the point of me going to the hospital? Like, I went to the emergency room one time for chest pains, and they told me something that was just like, I was like, you know, what are you talking about? You know, like, I felt like I was not correctly diagnosed because this is just my suspicion, because I don't have insurance. So what's the point of me going to the hospital, like, to get checked up anyway? And even if you had insurance, You if it's not that top quality type of insurance like the rich people guy, like if a rich guy goes to the hospital
right.
to get a checkup, oh no, they're going to check him from head to toe and give him this diagnosis that's like just on time. But anybody else, you know, that the hospitals, it's such a hustle. Like they give you what they're getting paid for.
Go ahead. Okay. Why don't you just jump
all right.
on this one, Rhonda?
I wanted to answer some of those concerns that you have. I'm a nurse of 36 years, and I do work at University of Maryland. And so my question to you is that have you started to look at the Affordable Care Act?
And yeah, because this is the window right now.
Yes.
Like, you know, sign up. I was going to just, yeah.
This is the perfect time. So also, we try and we talk to patients about when you're going to a hospital, it's one thing if you're going there for an emergency, but we really want our folks or our clients to get involved into a community where you have a primary care physician. You want one doctor or a group of physicians so that you're not being seen by a variety of other physicians out there. And so it's so much better if there is an issue. Number one, you have to look into the Affordable Care Act. My program is working with uninsured women and men, and I have to tell you, a lot of them now have insurance, and so it's out there. Please, please.
But is that the type of insurance that would get you like the
yes
yeah because that's
yes.
because the
absolutely
the insurance you get would be for primary care,
absolutely,
and that's where you get your physicals
exactly.
is in your primary care doc, who then would send you on
absolutely
to another place if you needed further.
If you needed specialty care, right. You would get a referral, but you have to
right.
sign up for the Affordable Care Act.
And Chris, can I chime in, Mark?
Great, then we get
Chris,
we have a lot
Chris,
of callers.
One of the things that you can do is when we have our community walks, we have access to a lot of medical professionals
yes.
that are out there. They're not giving out diagnosis, but we're giving out good community information as it relates to where to go to get the type of insurances. So that's what we do at the Community Walk, too.
Why, they're so important. Well, they're so important. 410-319-8888. Jason in Aberdeen, you're on the air.
Yes.
Morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mr. McSterner. I just wanted to say that I think your guests are very on point. I'm 44 years old. I've been in the fitness workout for, like, the last 25 years, and it's funny. They say with age comes wisdom, and that's a true statement because I used to just lift, you know, and didn't really know nothing. Now that I'm older and I'm a personal trainer myself, and I was just explaining to somebody the other day that I don't fought all the battle royals in the gym that I'm going to fight.
That's right.
So right now, at this point in my life, it's just about mobility and that secondary muscle.
Great.
So far too often that as males, we think we got to go in there and lift the gym.
Right.
I'm very strong, but I don't lift heavy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I just do a lot of cable, a lot of complex exercises, and to try to maintain that mobility, man, and keep that heart rate going. As far as going to the doctors, I've never been afraid to go to the doctors.
Good.
Regularly, and in the last 8 years, I've been diagnosed with a thyroidism. So I look at it at this point in my life, if that's all I'm dealing with, then I'm dealing
that's a blessing.
Thank you, Jason.
Good job, Jason.
Very good.
Well, Jason, is also important that before we go to Sunday and Ricky, our next two callers up, we're going to get to your calls, so stay with us, is that people, you know, some people are just naturally big.
That's right.
So they're going to be physically, muscularly big because that's the way their bodies are built. But we are in this world where we think everybody has to be bulked up and heavy and big.
Right.
And that's the opposite in many ways of a healthy body and a lithe body, body that can move and be limber and still be strong.
A fit.
Right?
A fit, as I always tell you, Mark, I am fit and functional. Mm-hmm. I am over 50. And one of the things that I try to get men to see is that, you know, you don't want to lift weights when you get older. You don't want to lift heavy weights. You want to do some muscle bearing.
Right.
But go back to the basics, the calisthenics, the push-ups, the sit-ups, the crunches, all those things that you did between 9 and 21. You're going to need between 39 and 79.
Absolutely.
You know, but you do it. I do it very, very, very slowly and careful now.
And you can, and even when you do weights, I mean, we were talking about this the other day when we were working out, and I do say a disclaimer that I work out with Chauncey not as much as I should. My wife works out with Chauncey 3 or 4 times a week.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
But to be, as a disclaimer, full transparency here, but that you, I see you working out with these weights around your arms that you wrap around your arms, maybe 10, 13 pounds, that allow you to move around but still keep yourself, you know.
Yeah, and the science behind that, Mark, is because at my age, I do not want to do multiple 25-pound, 30-pound curls.
Mm-hmm.
So I want my muscles to be strong, but I want them to be functional. My arms can handle probably 5 to 6 to 7, 8 pounds in each one of them. So I tap the weights around them and tie them tight, and I use them as an extension of my arms. So by the time I'm done with the different exercises that I've been working with, I've done maybe 500 to 1,000 repetitions to keep my muscles lean, long, and functional, kind of, Rhonda, like in a rehab type, you know, just the multiple. And that's what you should do when you get older. But sometimes with men, we think if I can't go back into the gym and lift the 50-pound curls, then I'm not a man.
Right.
You know, and that's not it. That's not true.
410-319-8888. Sunday in Baltimore, you're on the air. Welcome. Hi, Sunday, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome,
Hi, Sunday.
Yes, I wanted to address the young man who said he didn't have insurance.
Sure, please do.
And I did, I understand that there's you can go and get health care now with the Obamacare Health Act.
Right.
But there are also free clinics, absolutely, totally free.
Right.
Who will see you, not charge you a penny, and if you can't afford it, pay for your medication. And there are two clinics in Baltimore City that I know of. One is on Lock Raven Boulevard. It's called the Shepherd's Clinic.
That is correct. Yep.
And then there's Jai on York Road.
Right.
So you can get whatever you need. And at Jai, they even help you get a phone. So, you know.
That's good information.
Yeah, but if you don't have anything, there are two places you can go. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hey, I remember about Jai and Shepherd's Clinic is great.
It really is.
But Shepherd's Clinic right now deals with zip codes, so you have to be cognizant of the zip code.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's only about 5 zip codes that they deal with. It used to be an array of zip codes, but now it's more condensed.
And once again, that's the kind of information that Sunday we hope that you could come out to our walk. That's the kind of information
Absolutely.
We want to bring to the walk mm-hmm. is the networking and the information without going to a health fair, without going to a clinic where the community is saying, hey, I do know about this free clinic. I do know about this free clinic on this side of town or that kind of zip code. It takes the community to walk together, talk together, to give us the information and the trust. And the trust, because one of the issues that Chris had is he just didn't feel like he was given the attention that he thought he should
right,
have.
Right.
So, you know, we want to make sure that when people come out, that they trust one another out here.
Absolutely.
We're talking and we can help each other along. That's what it's about.
And my program is still giving away free clinical breast exams, free mammograms, free colonoscopy exams, and free pap exams for those who are 40 to 64 and living in Baltimore City.
Somebody
with
say
no insurance. Free.
Free.
Yeah,
free.
410-328-4673.
Let's go back to the phones at 410-319-8888.
You got it going.
Ricky on the west side, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Very well, Ricky. Welcome.
Hello to your guests as well.
Hello, Ricky on the west side.
There was a young man who called maybe one, two, three calls ago who seemed to be attempting to articulate what he was experiencing as a uninsured.
Mm-hmm. Right.
First yes. off, he needs to know that whether if you're insured by the government, city, state, through taxpayer dollars or uninsured, you're on the same playing field because they're all treated in that low class, discriminatory, personally disrespectful way, generally speaking. So he's not experiencing something that's new. It's just that it's not talked about. And he was given suggestions by someone who just got off the line as to where he could go for the care he needs. But in order to be treated professionally, you need to know that you have to first be the gentleman you are and continue to just pray and do the right thing. And
right.
You know, things will work out for you.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, with that, I also want to say we're uninsured for 13 years. And at University of Maryland, we treat all of our patients with respect. And we also give them the best of care at University of Maryland.
So and let's get one more call in here. Then we'll come back to what's happening on the walk this weekend. Make sure we get all the information
great.
Right out of 410-319-8888. Warren, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning to you and your panel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to find out, is this walk maybe once a month, or how often is it, and where do you meet at?
Yes, Warren. The walk is once a month, and we meet at Druid Hill Park, the tennis court area, Druid Hill Park tennis court area, once a month. The first Saturday, usually we try to walk in the month. And this is our 20th walk.
Right.
We're
going
to begin at 7:30 a.m., Druid Hill Park tennis court area, once a month. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine, we're going to have walking on our mind. You know, so we get on out and we walk. We love for you to come on out to meet us, because one of the things we talk about is our illnesses and some of the things that bother us. They do not take a month off, so we don't want to take a month off. We want you to come out. We want to put our arms around you, tell you that we love you, walk with you, talk with you, try to guide you to some of the different programs that we have in the city of Baltimore that can help us live a healthier and fun lifestyle.
And it really is an amazing camaraderie, and incredible people
Excellent.
Are there, and it's just
free, and it's free.
It's free, and you just come in, just relax.
As you are.
Just right, and just
That's
rest
right.
for the day. Supposed to be in like the 40s, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a nice. Yeah, it's going to be a nice day, warm day. Also, this is what I tell people too. If you cannot walk, I even say this in my exercise classes, then come and feed off the energy of the other walkers. You do not have to walk. If you can only come out, hug somebody, come up to Rhonda, ask her a few questions about the Breast City Cancer Program, speak to our nutritionists or some of the other medical and health professionals, we're fine with that too. Do not let walking, or someone said that you have to walk, be the determining factor for you not to come.
So again,
Saturday,
February the 7th, Druid Hill Park Tennis Court area, 7:30 a.m. sharp, promptly, whatever you want to say.
And the walk will be wonderful, and it's just a great way to spend
our
time
20th walk.
And meet some really good new people and just have a good walk in the park. Chauncey Whitehead, fitness professional, owner of CDW Health and Wellness Lifestyles, community fitness activist who put this walk together, he and Miss Ernestine, and it's just an amazing walk. Rhonda Silva has been part of this too, division administrator of the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the University of Maryland's Marlena and Stuart Greenbaum Cancer Center. Always good to see you in the studio as well, Rhonda. Thank you for being
Thank
here.
Always good for you to have us, Mark. We really appreciate
Thank
it.
You so
we'll see
much,
you all.
Mark.
Well, I'll maybe see you before that, but we'll see you next month.
That's right. See you guys next month.
See you next month.
Okay.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and Dan History Research producer is Sienna Greaves. Our theme music is by Will Matthews of Clean Cut. And on our way out of here, we're hearing Hey Bulldog by the Beatles from their album Yellow Submarine, which went gold on this day in 1968. To podcast the Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.